Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave DeBuscher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave DeBuscher. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willie Smith. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Willie Smith. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wood throws to second for one, and McAuliffe throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Landis scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is hit by the pitch. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Nicholson moves to second. Dave DeBuscher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBuscher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wood is hit by the pitch. Rourke moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Rourke moves to third. Wood moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rourke scores. Wood scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Anderson now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Shipley now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bruton moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Shipley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shipley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shipley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. McAuliffe steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis is hit by the pitch. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bruton throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Landis scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roark hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Gary Peters pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Phil Reagan now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Wood bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kaline picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Kaline. McCraw moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roark is walked intentionally. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Regan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Weiss moves to third. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Wood reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Wood steals third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito is walked intentionally. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Landis reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.